table like tic-tac-toe squares. I take a picture from above. Nobody says I wish I had a camera anymore.
It's been fun, but now I've got to go. Welcome to Club of the Radio on 90.7 FM, WGXC Broadcasting, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Hudson. Wait. Hudson.
You want me to do it over again?
No. I will learn. I will learn, and I will get so good. But for now, ow.
Why? What's happening? Where? Why?
Your volumes are too high.
That never happened.
I'm sorry. I should have warned you. Your volumes are too high.
That never happened, everybody. And today, we have a nice show.
We'll start that over. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio on 97 FM, WGXT Broadcasting, AKA Catskill and Hudson. I am your lovely host, DJ Shot Buddy, with my lovely sound engineer.
Hello, I'm DJ Cola on the sound side today.
And we're switching it up today. And we hope that you have a good afternoon, a good morning, and a good night. But as of right now, we'll be back at the local news and weather.
From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp officials expect to have customers in Greene County back to monthly meter reading schedules by this summer. Central Hudson President and CEO Christopher Capone said, and I quote, "The practice of issuing bills with bi-monthly estimates has become a pain point for many of our customers. We have heard their concerns and believe monthly meter readings will provide confidence that a customer's bill aligns with their actual usage on a monthly basis. We feel this is a critical step in restoring trust in Central Hudson." End quote. In 2021, Central Hudson began getting criticized for its estimated monthly meter readings, which were sometimes off by a lot. Currently, the New York State Public Service Commission is investigating problems with Central Hudson billing system. Play360.com that the Greene County Legislature voted 13-0 February 7th, with Legislator Mark Lavera absent, to spend almost $1.04 million on a shoreline restoration project at Catskill Point. C.D. Perry and Sons Incorporated of Troy won the contract with the lowest bid. Lavera said, and I quote, "I'm looking forward to the start of this project. It's long overdue to help sustain the future of the historic Catskill Point. Greene County has made many investments to the property over the years as it's the only official county park." End quote. Officials hope the renovation of the existing shoreline structures, wooden deck and docking facilities, and installation of a sheet pile bulkhead will be done before Memorial Day weekend. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "Memorial Day weekend is when the barn starts to be rented out for weddings," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Kate Lisa reports for Spectrum News that the heads of SUNY and CUNY schools are asking the state legislature for more funding in the new budget. SUNY Chancellor John King said, and I quote, "We need to have in this budget a path forward that addresses the deficit," end quote. SUNY will currently amass a $1 billion deficit over the next decade across its 64 campuses unless the legislature makes a change. Last year's state budget included $163 million in operating aid for SUNY, and Governor Kathy Hochul's proposed budget for this year is at only $54 million. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
To how I feel, I wonder, wouldn't it be nice to live inside a world that isn't black and white? I wonder what it's like to be my friends, hope that they don't think I'll forget about them. I wonder right before I close my eyes, the only thing that's on my mind, been dreaming you feel it too. I wonder what it's like to be loved by you. Yeah, I wonder what it's like. I wonder what it's like to be loved by. I wonder why I'm so afraid of saying something wrong. I never said I was a saint. I wonder when I cry into my hands, I'm conditioned to feel like it makes me less of a man. And I wonder if someday you'll be by my side and tell me that the world will end up alright. I wonder, I wonder. Right before I close my eyes, the only thing that's on my mind, been dreaming that you feel it too.
Clubhouse Radio on 90.7
FM,
broadcasting Anchor, Catskill, and Hudson on 90.7
WGXC.
No, FM. Silly.
No, we...
On 97
FM.
You said...
It's weird being the sound engineer, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. We keep things organic around here because we're just a nice drop-in center. If you don't know what that is, pretty much like a community center.
We love being natural.
Yeah, we don't fake it around
here. You know, you see us mess up, you hear us mess up. Like, come on. But like, as right now, it's pretty chill Friday morning. You know, I got a break, actually.
I can make it less chill.
Please don't. I had a pretty chill Friday morning. I didn't go to school because...
This entire chill...
Oh my god.
No ad.
I didn't go to school today because I was a little overwhelmed because I thought my Wednesday was my Friday, and ever since then, I haven't wanted to go to school. Also, like, he going... he going stupid.
I
he
saw this. Ballistic. I had to play it as
he
a background.
He going dummy. Bro, no. You like he twisted.
Freestyle your story. Come on.
Oh, okay.
No, so, freestyle this story.
I gotta actually freestyle. So today I didn't go to school because I was stressed. I did not go to... Okay, hold on. I did not just go to school today because I was stressed out. I thought my Wednesday was Friday. I had to back out. So I stayed home.
We creeping around on the tiptoes with this one.
Then I got my little brother from school. Had to drive all the way to Albany to get him. And then after that, I got some Chipotle. After that, then my mom got...
We taking over the Buffalo Tri-State area
Wild
with this
wings.
One.
She got Buffalo Wild Wings. And then after that, I came here and I chilled.
Now just do the story normal. And I want to see if it, I feel like it just fits your talking style. Just do your story normal. Yeah. First I'll start it without it.
All right. So today I went to get my brother from school, me and my mom, and we ended up getting food. I also didn't go to school today because, you know, I thought Wednesday was from Friday and it just like messed me up and I didn't want to go to school Thursday or Friday. So I went to school Thursday, didn't go to school today because, you know, I was just really stressed out and I didn't feel like being there, so I asked my mom if I could stay home. She said yes, and then we went to go with my little brother. And then after that, we went to chill for a little minute and got some. I got Chipotle, she got back some ramen rings, and it was chill. Like, he gonna just double it.
It's just all stock music with the 808 in front of it.
It's like tough. I'm gonna have to use this. Hold on. Like, I'm going stupid. I go to Blistic. Ballistic? Yeah. Wait, hold on. Start over? Okay. I'm going stupid. I go ballistic. What you talking about? I go do it. Hell, he go stupid. Brody go stupid. He gonna run up all the digits. Brody go, we going stupid. What is you talking? I'm used to the money. I'm used to the flow. How I do it. Sean Money, look at the scene. We all just look at him and then I say, screw it. What is you talking about? They say I hate the Christmas. They say I'm Grinch. They say I'm evil. They saying I'm rude. They saying I'm evil. They say you a tool. What you talking about, Birdie? You a fool. Look at you, dummy. I had to go. What is you talking about? I run through the halls. Call me Caster. I had to look at your dogs. I had to cross them in ball.
Yay! No boat! No boat!
Wait, imagine if I rap like this. Hold on.
I go to school and I empty your house. What is you talking about, mouse? What is you talking about, run at the crib? I heard that murder you been. What? I go to your door. I go to your school. Like, wait, hold on, man.
Wait, I thought this was gonna be a joke, but this kind of just...
Have you noticed that I've been in the back of your house? What you talking about?
That reminds me of when I rapped on helium.
Yeah, I remember that.
Have you heard about me? I've been in the back of your house. You look at me and you give me some crumbs on the little mouse. What you talking about? I ran up in your crib and I stole all your food, all your jewelry, and I wrote it. I like it like a poet. What you talking? I own it. You got some food up on the floor and then I took it. I owe it. What you talking about? They call me Big Cheese. I'm the little mouth. I steal your food. I run up to your crib and then I run it out. They call me MC Money Mouse. What you talking about? I ain't no fool. Ain't no Mickey Mouse.
This reminds me of like,
Yeah.
Like, fairy.
Why?
Like,
I just almost, spit bars, bro.
Like, the tone you were talking about, like, almost sounded like you were about to go on a fairy tale, like... Fairy tale type.
I went to the market. What you talking about? Ooh. I heard Brody went down to the market.
A, D, 5, 4, 5. Yeah, I've just become coming in better. Cause Peter Piper picked the pitch on Beckles.
I'm the little man that went up the big beanstalk. I see me a giant and he said go down the beanstalk. I just wanted the duck. I heard that the duck... made golden eggs. I just wanted it for the fun and all the shade.
I don't know who this guy is. He gets like 4 views per video, but like...
I go stupid. What?
Okay, shout out everybody. Random YouTube channel, mills.com.
Please subscribe to me.
It's not an actual site, but like...
It's on YouTube. Like, watch. I'm about to kill his beat. What's the Mickey Mouse doing?
Why are his beats so...
I go to...
What off beat?
I go to Mickey.
It's so off beat. Wait, can I catch this? I go to school. I am a tool. What is it talking? I heard that you drool. I can't catch that.
Let me try.
Yeah, you try.
Coming in. Don't run. You know that it's just for fun. You know we just begun. Coming in. We already spun. Step in it. Yeah. You know we coming in.
It's not
in.
On sync.
Doesn't really matter because we
none of his things are on sync. At least on this beat.
This one.
I take that shout out back.
In Albion,
no ads.
No ads. So everybody, we're gonna take a little break.
I would have just muted it. And kept
what
talking.
We are. So all if right. You don't know what Clubhouse is.
We're dropping
my
center.
Lovely host will explain it.
Oh, that's. Oh. I thought you were talking about the show. We're a dropping center at 4. What's the address again?
455 Main
Street. Yeah, 455 Main Street. And we're kind of like a place called like the Wizard Girls Club. But we don't have a basketball gym, but we do have other things.
We do have a basketball court outside, though.
Yeah, we do.
And it's starting to get nice.
Yeah, and we play basketball and we have fun and we play PS5 games and talk about all types of stuff. And recently on Thursday, since it's Black History Month, every Thursday recently we've been having a movie night, and I hope you guys can come and watch us and have fun times with us and like just make cool memories, you know, cause like as of right now, like I don't want to admit it, but we're type aging out, and pretty soon one day someone else will take over.
Yeah, and we're open from the youth 12 to 18. We do have exceptions if we have, like, conversations with the parents. Yeah. We want to talk to the legal guardian of the child if they are a little bit younger, but we can make exceptions.
Yeah.
We just have we want to make sure it's okay for the parents of somebody, like a young kid, like an 8-year-old, if they, like... That,
to be on
they,
radio.
They know the 8-year-old's going to be in a setting with, like... 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because we're meant for 12-year-olds and 18-year-olds primarily. Yeah. But if you're an adult and you're okay with that, you can come talk to our administrator. He's trained in mental health. He has many trainings.
We love Kyra.
Trained in mental health, too, to a certain extent. He's
trained
like,
in Narcan, too.
He's just, like, way more trained than us. Yes.
He's the boss.
Yeah.
So, like, honestly, like, how...
A super cool one, too.
Yeah, right? How's everybody's day been, like... Like, honestly, how has your day been?
My day has been pretty chill. I helped out at the food bank earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah. Fridays at the food bank are more the low-key days where you just kind of sit around, make sure people don't steal stuff. Because, like, we have limits.
I'm not gonna lie.
Like, so everybody can get some of it.
Do you think in a couple months before, like, the summer hits, you think you'll still be doing the food bank? I hope. Because then that means I'll be able to help you with the food bank.
Probably. Just because, like... The person who owns, or not owns, but like runs the food bank, I was friends with their kid.
Okay.
So like, it's just like a chill environment.
I think I may help you, because at first I was hoping, but I have school.
Plus, every now and then, they got some good stuff, too.
Really?
Like, low-key, shout out to this food bank. My headphones fell off, but that's okay. It's on William Street in Catskill. I'm not sure of the exact address, but it's like up a little bit on William Street. It's the church. So that helps.
So
it's the only church I'm willing
to. So intrusive thought, right? Would you rather go into a world, speaking of church, would you rather be in a universe where the church was evil and everyone sucked and like they were just mean to you?
Or would you rather be in a world where you got isekai'd by Chuck Kuhn, and Chuck Kuhn was an actual person when you got reincarnated?
That'd be hilarious. That sounds like an amazing anime. So in D&D, I have a concept of a character.
Yeah.
And it's just a person that got reincarnated into the D&D world, but they don't know what D&D is. Yeah.
I feel like that would be me. I don't know what D&D is.
Dungeons and Dragons, yeah.
Yeah. So like, that's just a cool character concept.
Nah, you.
You are.
You know that one guy? He's like, isn't it really funny how he has a girlfriend and a boo? Like, isn't it really funny how like. If you were a dolphin, you know dolphins are actually one of the most smartest people, and
he talks like you, okay? Which are your intrusive thoughts?
Oh, Dante.
Yeah,
I would play a clip of him, but no, honestly, I don't
think he'll get us canceled. He'll get us canceled.
Oh man, oof!
You ever see that Rick and Morty episode where like the people that pass away, their organs become spaghetti?
Yes, I have. Is that too far to talk about on here?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
I mean, like, he kind of dommered people.
I'm a little tired.
He kind of dommered them.
No, because at the end of the day, they were willing people.
I see.
Ish.
Willing-ish.
Willing-ish. Now, like, honestly, viewer, getting serious.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
How were your experiences? Huh? Tell me. How was your day?
I could change the tone of this.
No, I need to know what has been your interest in today.
But yeah, you know,
I'm gonna be at your door, telling you to listen to our radio show.
See, good cop, bad cop.
On 90.7 FM, WGXC Broadcasting, AgriCast, going to Hudson. I'm Larry Lovey, Sasha, your DJ Shalmati, and you're listening to Clubhouse Radio.
And we are gonna go into the news update.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union that Amtrak is bringing back on March 4th its early and late train service between Albany Rensselaer Station and New York City's Penn Station. A 5:10 a.m. train leaving Albany had not run since the COVID-19 pandemic, and the 10:45 p.m. train from Penn to Albany Rensselaer is also returning. Steve Strauss, executive director of the Empire State Passengers Association, said of the early train, and I quote, "If one has a lower Manhattan early morning meeting or something like that, it is a bit easier to arrive on time, and people catch Amtrak trains to Philly or other places off these early trains too," end quote. The 10:45 a.m. train is now the last out of Manhattan. Both trains stop in Hudson. Now Amtrak's train 288, a Sunday afternoon only route from Niagara Falls to Penn Station, is the only route closed by COVID-19 that has not reopened. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Animal Sanctuary in Saugerties is looking for a new home after flooding they say was due to climate change. Kathy Stevens, the sanctuary's founder and executive director, said on February 6th that, and I quote, "We are heartsick over this. We love this place. It's a very special place," end quote. The 22-year-old sanctuary official says that local storms are intensifying. Stevens said, and I quote, "We need to move 200 animals to a place that is not a valley. Everything comes downhill. We have done everything possible, but we need to leave before disaster strikes," end quote. She says, though, that she won't sell the property to a developer or, and I quote, "anyone who exploits animals," end quote. Stevens says, and I quote, "We're going to move heaven and earth to secure a new place and get it ready for the animals," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. New York State of Politics reports that on February 13th, voters on Long Island in New York will decide who replaces the lying Republican George Santos in a special election that might help predict the elections in New York's other congressional swing districts this fall. Running on Tuesday are former U.S. Representative Tom Suozzi, a Democrat who represented the district for three terms before quitting to run a losing campaign for governor against Republican Mazie Pillup, a county legislator. Santos was expelled from the District 3 House seat late last year after getting charged with multiple counts of fraud and stealing from donors and being exposed for many lies. Larry Levy, dean of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University on Long Island, said, and I quote, "It's a bellwether for the rest of the country in that candidates and political operatives are looking at the strategies and tactics and the messaging to see how it'll play out in their swing suburbs. February 13th is really about November 5th and swing suburban districts all over the country," end quote. A Republican loss would cut into the slim majority lead in the House of Representatives. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm easy come, easy go, little high. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. Mama just killed a man.
Never, never,
we'll not let you go.
Oh,
no, 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 no.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
Set the phases to rut. What's got you to strut? It's negative attention at best.
But call it nothing. Maybe you're something.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe you're something.
It's all about ascension, I guess. Don't put me to rest. And hand me your clothes. Take a picture or two. I can see you. Beers falling down at the party. Saddest little baby in the room. Fears, tell me fears, don't get me started. I contain little gray hair for every scare you share. Those aren't meant to bend. No, those aren't meant to bend. Those aren't meant to bend. No, those aren't meant to bend. I hear your eyes and I see those cries. I hear those eyes and I see those cries. I can't be the only one who hears you. Tears falling down at the party. Saddest little baby in the room. Fears, tell me fears, don't get me started. I contain little gray hair for every scare you share. Those aren't meant to bend. No, those aren't meant to bend. Those aren't meant to bend. No, those aren't meant to bend. Tears falling down at the party. Saddest little baby in my eye. Fears tell me fears, don't get me started.
Maybe hotline, please hold me close to you. Maybe flatline, still time to do it too. Maybe snack time, chow down to her. Under her head, she's a
order of quarters, no boundary boredom, no boundary importance. I can tell that your drinking eyes never open. I'll say somebody will die, and I hate hoping. Wishing that the pills let you cry, and I hate coping. Someday I will go back outside and see her.
Okay. kiss body sweater. Ladybugs are girls, how do you make kids together? What's it like in a female world? I bet it's just so much better. I just turned 14 and I think this year I'm gonna be mean. Don't mess with me, I'm a big boy now and I'm very scary.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio 90.7 FM, WGXC Broadcasting, Iker Catskillen. Hudson.
Sim. I was trying to do the last second of the word, make it best.
Okay.
You know I'm built like that. You know, octane listening from Apex Legends. Zoom.
You're listening to Clubhouse Radio, and I am your lovely sound...
Host.
Host. DJ Sean Buddy.
And I'm your lovely sound engineer.
Now, my question is to my lovely viewers, if you could choose, right, between having two dogs, but they're two different dogs, like, they're two different dogs' heads that can talk to
what?
You, and they're as your hands.
So, like, what's the
word? Let's say one dog's a pit and the other one's a chihuahua head, but they're both your hands. Or would you rather have two different dogs and your feet be switched that are... So the dog that'll be your foot, that'll be on your right leg, would be on your left leg. And the dog that'll be on your left leg, that is the head of a dog on your foot, on your left leg, would be on your right leg.
Hello, everybody. You are not having a stroke. This is Clubhouse Radio. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, it's a drop-in center, which is pretty much a community center, just legally different because it's funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, and we're brought to you on air by Wave Farm. And if you don't know what Wave Farm is, wavefarm.org, WGXC, it's a community radio station.
Would you rather be a purple star or a red star?
I'd be Patrick.
I'd be SpongeBob.
I'd be built like Patrick.
But I would want to be
I can
friendly.
Do a good Patrick impression.
Gary!
SpongeBob. SpongeBob. Duh. Hey, SpongeBob.
Why is this instrumental just so relaxing?
Just so makes me want to sleep. And I love
it. We could just go out to an instrumental.
Yeah. All right. You know, how much time do we have?
10 minutes, but instrumental is nice.
10 minutes?
So we can do something in like 4-5 and the other five instruments.
Oh, now, we're bringing it back.
Did you have a DS growing up?
I did. Oh my god.
Was it a 3DS?
I had both, but at first it was
I had a DS, but I lost it, and then I got a DS.
Why is it back to this? No, you're supposed to be on instrumentals now. SMH. So everybody, some words of positivity.
You can do it.
Yeah, pretty much, like, anything that you're looking at right now that you think you can't get through, think. Everything that you've thought in the past that you can't get through, look where you're standing right now. You got through it. Everything you thought was going to be the end of the world in the past, it wasn't. Now you're through it.
Now, as he gives you positive thoughts, I will give you realistic. Listen here. We know that you guys are hard-headed.
I forgot I had this on!
Wait, was that Hero Brian? Or was that a gasp?
No, I've had this on the whole time, and it's 1 hour of silence, occasionally broken by cave sounds. And I just had that on the entire show.
Yo, that's jokey.
And I put it on, and I wanted to forget about it, and I did.
Listen here, knuckleheads.
Listen here, knuckleheads.
Listen here, knuckleheads. You guys can do it. And I hope that you guys are so hard-headed that you know that you're hard-headed and that you can get through anything. Because if not, believe it. I know you can. And I hope that you have a good Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, not Friday, and great Saturday and Sunday. Praise!
The only reason we hope you don't have a good Friday is because we hope you have a great one. Because it's Friday, Clubhouse Radio Day.
Yeah, you feel me? Hope you have instead of a great day, your great day is with us, buddy.
It's our great day because all good things in life deserve to be shared.
We're with you guys forever. 100 years. Sean, Noah, 100 seasons.
Ooh, wait, hold on. Why did that? I'm going to rewind that.
100 years.
Right here, just this part.
Sean, Noah. Forever and ever and ever.
Oh, that's just such a...
We're here forever and ever and ever and ever. Until you guys know.
You know, life be good sometimes. And we're going to play
you
out.
You know what's better? David.
And you're looking at the clock. You're looking at your watch. Probably your car clock. And you're seeing the time.
Look at the dots.
And you're seeing... that we only got 8 minutes left.
8 minutes, man.
And the best part of radio is the music. So we're going to play
some
songs.
SpongeBob before we close out?
Yes, after this song. Right. Because I know this song is going to hit your like memory where you just like know it and you didn't know the name of it. And now you're like, it's that song.
Okay, here we go.
So here we go.
I really lonely with you.
Come on. jumped out. Let it go, let it roll right off your shoulder, don't you know? The hardest part is over, let it in. Let your clarity define you in the end. We will only just remember how.
My dad can't get out of bed. There's something in his lungs, I think that's what the doctor said. I gotta leave for Paris now, my band goes on at 10. And my dad can't get out of bed.